Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I need information. This will be my first time filing for unemployment. I'm in Mobile County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really where to start. I need to file.
Okay. If you have your basic information, I can assist you with that, ma'am. Do you know the name of the company, address, phone number, and your personal information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me have your social security number.
Okay, it's 422-04-5756.
Okay. Your first and your last name?
Melanie. M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Sermon, S-I-R-M-O-N.
How do you spell your first name?
M-E-L,
mm-hmm,
A-N-I-E.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you've never filed for unemployment before. Okay, we're going to have to open this up again. Here we go. Okay, that's M-E-L-A-N-I-E.
Yes, ma'am.
S-I-R-M-O-N. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And your social security, one more time.
422.
Mm-hmm.
04-5756.
Mm-hmm. And your date of birth, ma'am?
05-29-1978.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Haughton, H-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Is that an Alabama license?
It is, yes, ma'am.
And what is the number, please?
It is 628-4525.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to repeat that because it's the first time, okay? So
okay.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is to be considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years? And could affect your ability to receive future benefits. Okay. Do you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
I have not.
Okay. And did you receive a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And you said your first name was Melanie?
Melanie.
Melanie. Okay. And ID. Okay. And your name is Sermon. Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
I've never filed.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am. I haven't worked. This would be my first job in a while.
Okay. And have you worked under a different social security number?
No.
Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is a 251-525-2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And you said your date of birth was?
05-29-78.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name, you spell it for me one more time?
H-A-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And you said you do have a driver's license and it's Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to need that number one more time.
628-4525.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and for demographic purposes, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, American, Indian, or other?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non.
Male or female?
Female.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
Okay, 4 years?
2 years. 4 years, but a couple more than that. I was a career student.
Okay, but you got a bachelor's?
Yes.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces?
I did not.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you live in the U.S. And what's your residential address?
2664 ATOLL
H
Drive.
E, I'm sorry.
A, like Apple. T. O L L Drive.
Okay.
Mobile.
Okay. And your zip code?
36605.
Okay, thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation before, ma'am?
I was a stock. I worked at Chevron. I stocked.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same area of occupation?
Yes, ma'am, retail.
Okay. Do you belong to a union?
I do not.
Are you registered in school at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
As soon as I can.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts of your occupation?
I'm sorry?
Are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Oh, yes.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
30.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept? How much were you making?
I was making $10.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Have you applied or are you receiving any workman's compensation?
No.
Or any pension in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And have you worked outside of the state of Alabama from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, yes or no?
Is that customary?
Optional.
That's,
it's optional.
I guess I do not, then.
Yes?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Just whatever they take out normally.
Okay. So the question is, do you want them to take out 10%? I need
either
a yes or no. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. So if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit if you have a traditional bank, or you may also request a state debit card. Which one do you prefer?
Debit card would be fine.
Okay. What was the name of the company you were working for?
Chevron.
Okay. Would that be the same as Navco Shell?
It is, yes. Okay. It changed to Chevron, but my check stubs actually say Navco Shell.
Okay. So would you have their phone number and location?
Yes, ma'am. I've got 1373. Navico, NAV.
No, I just need the address, the phone number and the city, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
And 251-610-55. I don't know if I should give you my manager or the one that hired me.
Corporate number, ma'am. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Probably HR. 251-610-8816. Okay, thank you. And your last day of work and your first day of work?
Let's see. My last day was, make sure I look at the calendar. It would have been July 31st. Of this year.
Okay. And when was your first day that you started working?
It would have been 2 years or a year and a half prior.
So 2023? What month
yes,
and date?
I'm just going to say May 1. I don't have the exact date.
Okay. Okay. And what's the reason you're no longer working there? What happened? Did they tell you? Was it a discharge, lack of work? What happened?
They kind of just told me they would give me a call back if they needed me. No, no firing, no.
No reason given?
No.
Okay. The lack of work?
Yes.
Okay. So are you currently receiving any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Any pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So do you certify that your answers are true and accurate?
Uh-huh.
And you know that the law provides penalties for any false statements.
Yes.
To obtain unemployment benefits, we do match the information you provided with that which your employer has provided.
I do.
Okay. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Your social security number one more time, please.
422-04-5756.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so need to verify your identity. Okay, if we happen to get disconnected in this process, ma'am, it's a long process. If we happen to get disconnected, I'm going to call you back to make sure you pick up, okay?
Thank you.
So your identity, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Fairhope, Albertville, Enterprise, or none of the above?
The closest would be Fairhope.
Okay. Based on your background, in what city is this address, if you're familiar with it? 4593 Old Coach Way.
No.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with in the past? 1166 Terrell Road, 2406 Terrell Road?
Correct. Okay. 1166.
Okay, thank you. So do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook at labor.alabama.gov? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to refrain from asking questions until I'm finished reading the disclosure.
Sure.
It's a very long disclosure. You need to take notes on the websites, phone numbers, and instructions I will give you. And you can ask me any questions you want after I give you a PIN number at the end so we can submit this in a timely manner, okay?
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements, each week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities. It contains information and how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Please read it thoroughly. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed of filing an unemployment claim does not automatically start your payment. You must first complete a weekly certification each week for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use the calendar week that begins on Sunday and then on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification anytime between Sunday through Friday before 5, but not on Saturday. You could do your weekly certification either online. You may also call 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Additional instructions, again, are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility Handbook. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoff, claimants attending direct approved training. Letter may be mailed to you if you're a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. In the beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 applications, that you contact 3 employers and submit 3 applications per week. You cannot repeat the same employer twice unless your employer was not hiring at the time of contact. And you need to report that contact information when you do your weekly claims. Okay. For assistance with this or any other question, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Okay. So your application number, ma'am, is 498-038205. That's 498-038205.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 5678.
5678?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and you basically just have to visit the Alabama Works, that alabama.gov website, register, and you can even submit 3 applications a week on that website. And the system works better when you report the 3 that you submitted on that website, okay? You can apply at
Alabama.
Alabama Works. Alabama Works. Alabama Works. Alabama.gov.
Okay, hold on. Alabama Works.
With an S dot, then Alabama again, then GOV.
Okay. Alabama.gov. Okay, and I'll have to do all of this after I find out if I'm eligible?
No, ma'am. You need to do this starting this week.
Okay.
Okay? Or
okay.
You could visit your local Alabama Career Center.
Okay, and where would I?
The call would be the Sunday.
This Sunday?
Mm-hmm. And that number is 800-752-7389.
Okay. I do have a question. Is it all of that can be done over that phone number if I don't have access to a computer?
You can access that at the your local career center if you'd like.
Okay. Now, how would I find out where my local career center is?
You could Google that, ma'am.
It would be Alabama Unemployment Career?
Career Center, not Career. Career Center.
Career Center. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Wish you the best of luck, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.